From Marketplace in New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson in for David Brancaccio. More than 95% of Americans live in a state that sells lottery tickets. In many of those places, state lottery revenues are stagnant or declining, but that is not the case in California. If its lottery were a private company, its revenues would be large enough to make the Fortune 500. KPCC's Aaron Mendelson has more of what's going on in the Golden State.
Launderland is a combination convenience store and laundromat in the Little Saigon neighborhood of Orange County. The cash registers are busy. The big draw here is the lottery, but it wasn't always that way. When owner Randy Chung bought the store, all it offered was a laundromat.
The laundry business around here is not very good, so I have decided to look in something else.
He started selling lottery tickets in 2010. Chung's store used to do about $40,000 in lottery business each month. These days, it beats that in a week. And Chung gets up to 6% of the take, depending on the game. Sales are up thanks to a 2010 law that allowed the lottery to pump up jackpots with money once earmarked for education. The law eliminated a requirement that 34 cents of every dollar go to education. The thinking behind that? Big jackpots would lure more players, and that, in turn, would result in more money for schools.
It doesn't surprise me that as the state has jacked up prizes, that purchasing has gone up.
That's Zahava Stadler of the nonprofit EdBuild. But here's the thing. California's bet hasn't really paid off. There's been a lot more churn. Since 2010, revenues have nearly doubled. But the increase in money for schools isn't even close. These days, the slice of the pie for education is just 23 cents out of every dollar. Schools are getting more money overall because revenue is higher, but not as much as they would have.
But the fact that education dollars have remained pretty flat tells you that more and more what the state is doing here is running a casino rather than funding public schools.
She's also concerned that a disproportionate share of lottery sales happen in low-income and minority neighborhoods. In an email, a lottery spokesman said that as jackpots have gone up, there have been more dollars for schools. But he didn't comment on the growing gap between ticket sales and money for education, which is now over $5 billion. In Los Angeles, I'm Aaron Mendelson for Marketplace.